Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Great to be with you. Thanks.
Great to be with you too. So could you just give us a very quick and sort of succinct, I guess, rundown of what actually happened in Melbourne?
Well, in Melbourne, we saw for the second time in a couple of months members of the National Socialist Network, neo-Nazi, avowed neo-Nazi network, turn up on the streets, on the steps of Parliament House in Spring Street and make this Sieg Heil Hitler salute. So no ambiguity there. These are out and out neo-Nazis. They're small in number. I mean, you know, we're talking dozens turning up at protests and total hardcore membership of not much more and perhaps a few hundred sympathizers. So tiny little group, but they try and bandwagon, link on to other protests, anti-trans, sort of anti-woke type protests. The Moira Deeming case in Victoria is one example of that, where a former member of the Liberal Party turned up at that earlier rally when the neo-Nazis turned up and did their Hitler salute. So they're trying to cynically, opportunistically expand their opportunity to get their message out and to recruit. So there's a sort of bit of toxic synergy going on there with other groups.
Well, so for years, countless global organisations and political movements have actively campaigned against neo-Nazism. And as a matter of fact, thousands of Australians died in the Second World War fighting against this political movement. So then why has it become so appealing for some Australians despite these facts?
Look, it appeals to multiple people for different reasons. So there's a hardcore, particularly young men, who just like that it's bad, and somehow they think it's bad, but it to them sort of sends a message of powerful masculinity. That's pretty awful, but you can sort of see the juvenile attraction. In this essay I wrote for The Conversation last week, I make a broader argument, which I think is a tougher one to come to terms with, which is that the neo-Nazis themselves, a smaller number, they're not the real problem, but they exist because we've got a political system that's increasingly polarized, and we have people who are not neo-Nazis but are on the far right of politics, who think that attacking trans rights, who think that hateful politics, we see the case of Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, this week, preparing to announce his run for the presidency next week, outlawing any help to trans people, any sort of medical practitioners, family, friends, just really nasty stuff. Now, that's not the same as the neo-Nazi thinking, which has a sort of a whole quite cohesive universe of white supremacy, but it does plug into that white supremacist element. And we know that the people behind Trump's campaign to get the nomination for the GOP, and he probably will beat Santos and be nominated. They plan that if Trump should get a second presidency, they want to take this war on woke thing much further and change tens of thousands of federal public service senior positions to deal with issues that annoy them. So climate change activism, other initiatives for the environment, the defense of minorities, defense of people on the basis of sexual orientation, but also people of color more generally, immigrants. There's a sort of a larger force going on. That's US politics, but we see similar moves across Europe, and we've seen the Tory party sort of break down in the UK and get caught up with fixating on immigration, people arriving by boat. It's a familiar story for us. So that's the bigger picture beyond, you know, a few dozen idiots on the steps of Parliament sort of provocatively doing Hail Hitler salutes. They're just a small symptom of a larger sickness in our political system, I think.
Yeah, well, of course, the reaction from the Victorian government has been to outright ban Nazi symbolism and, you know, Nazi gestures and fascist gestures. What often sometimes, you know, it could be described as a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to this kind of hate. What is usually the outcome of these knee-jerk reactions to any form of extremism?
Yeah, I think it can be a knee-jerk reaction, Alex, but it doesn't have to be seen so narrowly. It's not like we're suddenly caught by surprise about this. There's the reality that if we could just ban neo-Nazi symbols and paraphernalia, that the problem would go away. Well, that clearly isn't the case, because Germany, for good reason, has banned these sort of symbols. Germany has a massive problem with neo-Nazis, including within its police force and military serving personnel. So it's a really pernicious problem. But does that mean that we don't try anything? It's a little bit like arguments about deplatforming? Do we kick somebody off a mainstream social media platform? Because we know that they'll certainly go to lesser platforms and be more underground and harder to control. I think in general, there's no simple correct answer that fits every situation, but in general, giving these people less opportunity to get their message out and potentially recruit is a good thing. And so I think it's one of those things we have to do, banning Nazi symbols, including the hail salute. It's not going to magically make all the problems go away, but it's kind of low-hanging fruit that I think we need to take and look at doing a whole bunch of other things, recognizing it's very hard.
Well, maybe do you think that this is a bit of a wake-up call that maybe in the past we've, I guess, leaned on maybe some, you know, liberal democratic principles of, you know, freedom of speech, and whilst I might not agree with you, I'll defend your right to say these things. Have we maybe leaned on that a little bit too much? And does that maybe have to do with, I guess, kind of the rise of some of these voices who are starkly opposed to this freedom of speech but are happy to exploit it for their own gain?
Yeah, I think we have taken this too much for granted. At a kind of a lesser, more less acute end of things, we've not understood what it's like to experience systemic racism or other kinds of discrimination. We've sort of been a bit blind to white privilege and to sort of the comfortable life that that many of us enjoy, not understanding what it's like for others. So that sort of dulls us to being sensitive and aware. I think that we also now recognize that extreme right political parties and actors are enjoying opportunity, and they don't play by the rules. When Donald Trump became president, the thought was that, well, the guardrails of democracy, the traditions, the institutions, the sort of respect, you know, that'll hold him in place. He'll respect those things. Well, he didn't. A complete lack of respect, just sort of outrageous contempt. And so we're going to have to rethink how robust we think our democratic systems are, because they don't actually have these fail-safe protections that we thought they did. We need to be more quick to respond to warning signs. And I think the rise of neo-Nazi groups like the National Socialist Network is one of these warning signs. We do need to be careful not to be provoked into making a response which sort of feeds them with the oxygen of attention. Mm. I think everyone understands that Victoria Police is being cautious about the way they engage, not because they don't think they're a problem, but precisely because they are a problem. They don't want to be provoked into, you know, as you said, a knee-jerk reaction, but one that plays up to the publicity angle. But this is just hard work we're going to have to take much more seriously.
Well, of course, you know, it might be important to remind people that the Nazi Party of Germany was ultimately democratically elected, and Hitler was chosen to be the Chancellor of Germany. In case you guys have tuned in late, I've been chatting with Professor Greg Barton about the recent neo-Nazi demonstrations in Melbourne. Some of the reactions to it, as well as, I guess, this sort of alarming global trend towards the far right being normalised in, I guess, just mainstream liberal democratic politics. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Greg. I hope to hear from you again soon here on 2SER.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure, Alex.